Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Joining us right now, our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Ross, I was telling Seth a little bit earlier, this isn't really a bet, but it's, you know, those suicide pools that people do where you pick a team each week that's got to win. I had Baltimore this week, and I went to bed last night when they were down by 19 in the second half. I'm like, well, all these people who decided to use me as the brains of the operation are going to kill me tomorrow. And then I woke up this morning, and all of a sudden, Lamar Jackson is an MVP candidate. This was a beautiful day today.
You know, it's interesting, Sean, because I was going to rip you for going to bed because you're central time zone, bro. I mean, you should be able to stay up for the whole Monday night game. But you guys are on the air at 6 a.m.?
Well, yeah, and I'm up at 3:45 a.m.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, yeah, that I get it.
Don't be talking smack about central time zone. I got to tell you, I wear a Breathe Right strip that has central time zone on it. and then I do an eye black underneath hand. I do that CST.
You know what's funny? I usually do East Coast games, but I did New Mexico State at Nevada on Saturday night. And I'll tell you what's wild, man. I mean, first of all, waking up in West Coast time, yeah. I was watching Oklahoma and Texas at 9 a.m.
It's awesome.
And then I go to bed. I do that game at night. I wake up Sunday morning, 6:30 a.m. The London game is on.
Yes.
6:30 a.m. I woke up right at 6:30 because I had to do the Eagles pregame show. And an NFL game on my TV at 6:30 in the morning that was live. I've hit this for a while, and I am shocked that none of these conferences have done it. Like, Seth, you can relate to this. If I ran the Ivy League, okay, I would mandate that one of the games every week, so there's eight Ivy League teams, right? One of the games every week would be at 9 a.m.
Saturday morning. Oh, God. Oh,
it would be the only game on at 9 a.m.
Yeah,
and every team would have to do it once or maybe twice. I don't really care for television pregame shows. I don't watch like the pregame studios. That doesn't interest me at all. I would much rather watch any live game. I can't believe like the Sun Belt or Conference USA or FCS conference. Like, how have they not had any of these conferences have a 9 a.m. kick or even 10 a.m. or 10:30 a.m.? It's an hour and a half before any other game starts.
I don't know. Just as a player, I always hated it. Even when I moved from the East Coast to Central to Houston, the difference from playing at 1 p.m. on your body clock to noon on your body clock, and I'm an early riser, that was an adjustment. The thought of getting up and playing a football game at 9 a.m. seems foreign to me.
Hey, wait a minute, you just said you're an early riser.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Like a radio show at 6 a.m.
Right, right.
You can do a radio show at 6 a.m., but you can't play a football game at 9 a.m.?
There's a bit of a difference, Ross.
It's 3 hours, though.
Sean doesn't even run a 40-yard dash in less than 5 seconds.
Oh, not even close.
I mean, gosh. Anyway, Sean, I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
That was a pretty wild survivor pool pick, I think. I think that the Colts are actually playing really well. They butchered that game so badly. I mean, you think about a missed extra point. Then they go for two to try to make up for it when they didn't have to do it. Then they have a field goal blocked. Then a missed field goal. I mean, Frank Reich really blew that game. Frank Reich and the kickers totally gacked that game last night for the Colts.
Is Lamar Jackson, where is he on your MVP list right now? Because he's had some serious hero ball games this year. This 4-1 start for the Ravens is built on a lot of really close games where he's made the big difference in these games.
He's very high.
Yeah.
Like, off the top of my head, Herbert, Kyler Murray, Lamar. I mean, he is up there. And I'm about to have a lot of bad receipts come my way because I said again this offseason that I'm just not sure that the Ravens passing game in general, and I guess Lamar Jackson in particular, will ever throw the ball consistently enough on the third mediums, third and longs that are going to happen in three playoff games to win the Super Bowl. I think, what was he last night, like 37 or 42 or something? I mean, he is throwing the ball better than he ever has by far. And what's crazy about it is he missed a bunch of camp with COVID and all his receivers got hurt. They had like no time in training camp to get better. Evidently, it doesn't matter at all. I mean, the older I get, the more I realize practice, totally irrelevant. Working on things, totally irrelevant. All you need to do is just roll out of bed and be crazy talented.
Working on things, irrelevant. That is a take. That is a take right there.
I mean, isn't part of it, though, too? It's like, as we get older, don't you always, you have to keep reminding yourself, oh, yeah, not every quarterback rolls out of bed in year one or year two and is a completely finished product. In that sometimes it's too easy to say, wow, Lamar Jackson was really good, took the world by storm, but he wasn't a completely developed passer of the football by year three. So that's it for him. Like he's never this position that used to be as a standard thought to take like 4 years to develop. Somehow it turned into, well, if you're not Johnny U by your second year, then that's it.
Guy's
for you.
Only won one MVP in his first 3 years. Loser.
Second year. I mean,
he wasn't a completely refined passer yet. Like Russell Wilson, it took Russell Wilson really 4 or 5 years to become an actual NFL passer.
That's right.
Now, you know what happens is though, like Justin Herbert, like there's always one guy that ruins it for all the other guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like Tua's not bad, but if you're a Dolphins fan and you watch Justin Herbert, you want to like slit your throat, dude. It's unbelievable. I mean, Tua might be a really good quarterback, but then there's always one guy that you're like, think about how painful it is for Dolphins fans to watch Justin Herbert play football. I mean, I know because I talked to him. They can't even talk about it because it would have changed everything. And they literally chose Tua the pick before. And Tua might be fine. But there's always that one guy that ruins it because he's just so good right away.
Yeah, no doubt. Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider, joining us on the show. Ross, I'm curious your take on the John Gruden situation. Not so much from Gruden resigning last night. I think that was probably inevitable, and the things in the emails are deplorable, all of that stuff. I'm curious from the Raiders' side of things, what does this do to their season now?
Probably torpedoes it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame because, and honestly, I think it already had an impact on Sunday's game against the Bears.
That
was by far the worst they looked.
Yeah.
And I don't know how, you know what? It's a totally different situation, okay? But the only thing I can compare it to is 2002. I was playing for the Cowboys, and we were playing one of those late season Saturday night games, and one of those December Saturday night games when there's no more college football. And it's a night game, like 7 o'clock, and I'm watching ESPN NFL Countdown because it's still like at 10 a.m. in my hotel room. And Chris Mortensen comes on and he says, a source tells me that Jerry Jones flew to Teterboro Airport in North Jersey and met with Bill Parcells. This is like 6 hours before we even get to the stadium. And you knew immediately that meant Dave Campo was getting fired. you know, that the whole Cowboys coaching staff was getting fired. I'm starting for the Cowboys that night. I walked into that locker room before the game. You just knew we were going to get hammered. You just knew we were going to get killed because everybody had seen the news. Everybody knew it was like, oh, man, there's going to be a lot of changes here. Things are over. It was just like the ultimate distraction. So not only did we get smoked that night, but then there was still one more game. Yeah. And that the whole week it was about, you know, Campo's out and Bill Parcells probably going to get hired and blah, blah, blah. I know for a fact at least 10 guys skipped curfew before the next game. Skipped curfew because they were like, you know, this guy's getting fired anyway. Who cares? So they on an away game, we played the Washington, and a bunch of guys just left the hotel, and I don't know when they got in. But my point is these are young guys, and when there's this kind of news and you don't know what's going – it affects the preparation. It affects performance. And I don't think they'll be good again this week. Now, they might rally and have a couple of good games here or there, and I'm sure Bisaccia will try to say, hey, you know, everybody's counting us out now. Yeah, they are counting you out because it's just – there's not a long track record of people overcoming this kind of thing.
Yeah. Ross, you had said there were two themes to this last weekend's game. What were those themes?
Yeah, it's a shame, but missed kicks, which I just despise, especially extra points.
Yeah.
And too many flags. And in fact, I'm so upset about it that I'm having Dean Blandino, the former NFL VP of officiating, on today's Ross Tucker podcast. Ooh. I usually record power rankings already. I literally am going to do power rankings tomorrow so I can talk to Blandino today. I just don't understand. Like, I watch some of these games, and listen, guys, if it's a clear foul, throw the flag. By all means, throw the flag. What I don't understand is how many questionable and ticky-tack plays they throw the flag on. Who asked for this? Who want this? I can't imagine the owners think it's good for the product. I can't imagine Roger Goodell is watching – like Sunday Night Football and seeing some of these flags that are thrown in the Bills Chiefs, like the marquee game of the weekend, and they're throwing a flag every play. Half of them, they didn't have to. Roger Goodell must be like, what is, I cannot believe that this is the standard. When I am commissioner someday, I promise you, I will tell the refs, listen, don't throw the flag unless you're sure. Like, if you see a blatant hold or a pass interference where the guy takes him down, other than that, let him play. Nobody wants the stoppages. Nobody wants all these flags. It really is a testament to the NFL and how cool the sport is that there's this many flags and we all still watch. I mean, we're morons. We really are.
Ross Tucker. Ross Tucker is our Odyssey NFL insider. Insider calls presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real, proven analytics. Bet smarter. Beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can get him on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL. Download all of these. He's got his own one-man podcast empire. Download all of those as well. And Ross, we always appreciate the time, brother.
It's pretty
cool. Yeah, where are you guys going to be later today?
Kirby Ice House for the Astros and White Sox Game 4. 107 first pitch. I will manage to stay up for that entire game.
Central time.
At 107 Central.
Wait, tell me about Kirby's Ice House. Sounds amazing.
It's awesome. It's a gigantic bar with a huge outdoor area and a gigantic movie screen that they show the games on.
One thing that we've done here in Texas, somehow bar owners have figured out, like, hey, I can build a really big, cheap pavilion, call it an ice house, and people will come even though it's 99 degrees out 10 months a year.
And the genius part of this, Ross, is they don't have a kitchen, but they let a bunch of food trucks park right at the edge of the outdoor area, so they don't have to have all the liability that comes with, you know, the health codes and things like that.
To be clear, they do have
a
big...
Wait a minute, so you guys are just under a cover?
No. It's a cool build, and they have air conditioning at Kirby Ice House. It's an ice house thing in Houston.
No, it sounds amazing. So literally, your listeners can just go meet up with you guys, watch the Astros, and drink beer with you today?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys have a rough job. That sounds amazing.
I know. You know,
Ross, there's
send
flights.
Send me up a private plane.
Yes.
Send me up your private plane, Seth, so
yes.
I can get down there.
You got 5 hours to get here, man. Flights leaving Philly all the time, man.
That is awesome.
Stay away
from
South Coast.
How do you not go there? I mean, look, nobody's going to work this afternoon anyway. The
right.
Astros are on. So go to Kirby's Ice House and hang out with Sean for sure. Maybe Seth.
I'm not going to be there this time. I was there yesterday.
Yeah. Seth and I went. It was supposed to be yesterday, but the game got rained out. So Seth and I went anyways and sat at the bar for 3 hours.
Yeah.
That is amazing. That sounds awesome, though.
Yeah.
Have fun.
All right, dude. We appreciate it, Ross. We'll talk next week, man. Keep up the great work.
See you guys.
All right, there it is, Ross Tucker. That was the best liner for Kirby Ice House. Kirby Ice House.
Yeah.
He called it Kirby's, but that's okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.